Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri podcast by me, veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
A headline in a science news blog caught my eye, and I gotta admit, irritated me more than a little. The headline was Fido and Fluffy could unleash drug-resistant microbes. And the concern was that urinary tract infections were on the rise in dogs and cats. The reality is that for many, many years, during the golden era of antibiotics, it was assumed that if a person or a cat or a dog had blood in the urine, it was due to an infection. Did you culture the urine to determine if this was indeed true, whether indeed it was a bacteria that could be treated by antibiotics? And if it was a bacteria, culture insensitivity was done to determine the right antibiotic to use? Was this done? No. It wasn't done because it took time and it cost money. And even if the physician or the veterinarian was willing to go this route, a lot of patients and owners weren't. They gave the antibiotic, or they took the antibiotic themselves, and if it worked, end of story. The same problem arose again. They didn't even bother going in for an examination or taking their animal in. They just called and they asked for a refill of the prescription, which was duly granted. And there was a lot of this stuff going on. And for all I know, there still is a lot of this stuff going on. And in terms of all these antibiotic-resistant bacteria out there, playing the blame game is a waste of time and energy. This is a One Health issue. Veterinary medicine and human medicine have both made the same mistakes. Can we please stop blaming, and do something about it? But that doesn't make for good headlines, does it? We like our villains and victims. Or rather, we like our villains and victims as long as they don't strike too close to home. But when we start looking at our dogs and cats, the villains, that's a different story, isn't it? Antibiotic resistance is out there. So stop and think, whether you're talking about yourself, or your child, or your dog, or your cat, what's it worth to you? If what your animal really has is a viral problem, that antibiotic is not going to touch it. And if the major component of the urinary tract problem is stress-related, and there certainly is a lot of documentation out there to support this, then deal with the stress. Learn about your dog and cat's behavior and how you can relieve that stress. If a cat is stressed enough that they're marking, that they're spraying the drapes, or they're peeing outside the litter box because they're afraid to go in it because the other cat in the household has already gone there, that is not something that an antibiotic is going to take care of. So we need a broader, more holistic view. We need to look at the behavioral, the emotional, as well as the physical. And we've got to stop this process of doing something medical, prescribing something, just to say we've done something. Or just to say we're doing something. So don't play the blame game. If you and your medical health provider truly believe that the bladder problem, whether in yourself or your animal, is caused by a bacteria, then test it and use the antibiotic that you know is going to work against that bacteria, if it is in fact a bacteria. As articles like this make clear, there are a fair number out there in human medicine who are more than willing to blame the dog and the cat for human problems. And once that happens, it's not going to be pretty.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.